afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. I am Abby Engel, Senior Director of Events and Key Accounts for Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Don Halliwell, Chief Financial Officer of Carilion Clinic, and Will Riley, the Vice President for Client and Consumer Marketing at VisitPay, to discuss the challenges and opportunities in today's patient payment landscape. Will, I'll turn it over to you to begin today's interview.
Okay, so Don, so let's start. Could you tell me a little bit about your personal background?
I've been with the organization for a little over 23 years in a variety of roles, including CEO of our largest regional hospital for several years. So I've been blessed with a lot of broad experience and access to how sophisticated health systems like Carilion Clinic work and operate.
Thanks, Don. That's great. Can you tell me a little bit more just about Carilion Clinic and Roanoke?
Carilion Clinic is a physician-led integrated academic health center. We employ a little over 1,000 providers, physicians, and advanced care practitioners. They oversee care delivery at our 7 hospitals and over 250 total sites across Western Virginia. Our population served is around 1 million people, spread out over about 300 square miles in Western Virginia. Organizations a little over $2 billion a year in annual revenues, employ 13,000 people, and we're the largest employer west of Richmond, Virginia, in the state.
So Don, you know, we're here in October 2020. The thing that is characterizing 2020 more than anything is, of course, COVID. Could you tell us a little bit about how COVID is affecting both Carilion Clinic and the community that you serve?
Well, the short answers to that is it's hard to say a little bit about COVID at all, and it is affecting everything, but specifically for our organization, we have experienced very similar, if not the same, consequences from COVID. We went through a period from mid-March to mid-May where most of our non-urgent services were halted. It's created significant financial stress for the organization, and despite support that we've received from the federal government and other sources, we have a significant financial hole, if you will, that remains after, as we go through COVID and after COVID. It's going to take quite a while for us to fill in through recovery and being successful financially. For our providers, our nurses, our frontline staff and clinical environments, obviously it's been a time of anxiety and fear, concern. We are at a stable point now across our organization and across our region. Doesn't mean we don't still have sick patients and we're not still dealing with the impact of COVID, but in a relatively stable way. For us personally, I think it has reinforced the concept of personal accountability for those around you, in particular their health as it relates to COVID. We've all learned different meanings for social distancing. But we are a strong organization, we're strong communities in our region, and we're holding hands and locking arms and getting through this.
What are some of the trends and changes that you've seen around financial management and patient financial responsibility playing out over the slightly longer term? What are those trends and how have they played out at Carilion, Don?
Well, I think Carilion Clinic's trends in healthcare are similar to what other providers and health systems are experiencing across the country. We continue to see reductions in our reimbursements, revenues, related to pressures at a macro level on reducing the cost of healthcare coverage in our country. At the same time, we've seen a shift in responsibility for those costs from government payers like Medicare and Medicaid, as those reimbursement levels have decreased over the past decade. And in addition, a shift of responsibility within the employer-sponsored health plan space, with employers paying for less of the total spend healthcare dollar, and employees and their families paying for more of that healthcare dollar spend. That's made our ability to create and sustain positive relationships with our patients, not just as providing clinical care to them, but also after the clinical care, and in particular with regards to their financial responsibilities for healthcare services. That relationship and the importance of that relationship has taken on a whole new meaning for us. And it's been a place that has been culturally changing for our traditional revenue cycle functions and employees, and has called on us to make investments differently than we have in the past, in particular thinking digitally, virtual connections, and the use of technology.
All right, Don. So we're going to switch gears a little bit and kind of start to zero in a little bit about your work with VisitPay, the work that you and your team is doing. So can you just tell me a little bit about the partnership with VisitPay? You know, what led you to VisitPay? How did it kind of come about, I guess, Don?
Carilion Clinic's partnership with VisitPay to create what is now Carilion BillPay has really formed over the course of the last couple of years. Internally as an organization, we've recognized that we needed to have a technological solution that would allow us to be more flexible for our patients, to interact with patients in more innovative and modern ways, and to put the capabilities for managing patient financial responsibilities more in the hands of patients themselves, and to move us into more of a facilitator role with that relationship. We set out initially with one goal in mind, and that was to improve the patient experience, satisfaction with our billing and collections processes, our revenue cycle processes. If in doing so, there was also a positive financial impact, that would be icing on the cake. But for us, it was really about service. It was about how can we enhance our relationship, enhance the patient's experience, their satisfaction with the patient, with the experience, and use that as a basis for the foundation of our overall continuing long-term relationship with the patient. There are plenty of stories out there about great care with a provider, a hospital, a health system that was overshadowed in the end by a not so great experience in the financial services part of the continuum. And we wanted to make sure that we were doing our part and felt like a technological solution was a big part.
And you touched on those objectives of doing it around patient experience and primarily, how's it going? How would you summarize kind of where you are right now? And could you perhaps, Don, as you answer that, tell us how far through the implementation you are?
Carilion Clinic went live with Carilion BillPay, our program that incorporates our relationship and partnership with VisitPay in the early part of 2020. When we set out on that journey, we hoped at the 6 to 9 month mark, we would have 12,000 of our patients engaged and signed up as VisitPay users with a VisitPay account. I was one of the early adopters shared my enthusiasm with our employees and then more broadly with the general public. I found it to be very easy to use, intuitive. It offered me the ability to understand what options I had, the transparency to see the impact of those different options, and then really the autonomy to choose my option and set it up that was in a way that was best for me. I shared that, and we have seen a steady uptick and uptake in users since January, even through COVID. We continue to see significant growth through COVID. And we are now approaching, with a goal of somewhere around 12,000 members, we are now approaching 30,000 members and have reestablished that 12,000 member target to a 36,000 member target here over the next couple of months. And I feel like I'm pretty confident we're going to hit that mark. The feedback that we're getting from our patients, from our users, is positive. So we are not only tracking the number of members, but we are tracking and have goals for Net Promoter Score. And we've seen that increase at and above our targeted levels over these first 9 months. So overall, I would say we consider ourselves to be winners versus the goals and the targets we had set up for ourselves. But more importantly, our patients have really been the winners. To have this access to a tool like Carilion Bill Pay, using, featuring Visit Pay during the COVID crisis, I think was probably provided some ease of mind for individuals. They could go out and see what was going on with their account at any time, and then having the flexibility to adjust based on their circumstances, I'm sure was reassuring as well.
And then last question. Don, what advice would you give to other CFOs, folks in a similar position to you, who are sort of thinking about the challenge of creating this better financial relationship with their patient? What are some of the learning points or takeaways that you would share?
Yeah, I think, I use this a lot when people ask me for advice about being a CFO or a leader in a large organization. Don't be a CFO, be a patient. If you can't remember or separate the two, go find a patient. This really is all about seeing the work that you and your teams and your organization are doing through the eyes of a patient. And so take off the CFO, the financial hat, focus on what's important to the patient, including their experience, their satisfaction, how easy the process is, and really approach the work from that seat. Secondly, I would say seek out your newest employees that work on the front line interacting with patients and ask them what we could do better. They know. They haven't been here forever and gotten caught up into that's just the way we do things. And they want to learn. They want to understand. They want to see things differently. I think if you can combine those two, it's the patient's view, and then what's the most objective view of how we're serving those patients' needs. That's going to give you your perspective that you need to, approach and get the most out of your relationship, your partnership with VisitPay.
Don, thank you very, very much indeed. We sincerely appreciate your time.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you all soon.
You just heard Don Halliwell, CFO of Carilion Clinic, talk about the quest to improve the patient financial experience for Carilion's patients. For more content and to hear other health system stories, please go to visitpay.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series.